Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode. Hello, explorers, and welcome to this week's episode, coming out Be Kind to Humankind Week.
Hello, everybody.
Karen and I were just saying be kind to humankind is almost, is it a tongue twister? Is it just my mouth is lazy?
However you want to say it.
So you will hear us shorten this to Be Kind Week because we're extending it beyond humankind to
furry kind, feather kind,
furry kind. Oh, Lord.
Earth kind. Mama Earth, all of
Gaia. Be Kind to Humankind Week is a global movement that originated in 1988 by Lorraine Jarre from Toms River, New Jersey.
Shout out to my relatives.
Jersey. It's observed from August 25th to 31st, and it serves as a poignant reminder of the transformative power of kindness and a time for us to ponder how we can collectively enhance our world.
So I had never heard of this, and it's a full week.
A whole week I'd never heard of, and it's been around since 88.
What was I doing? I don't even want to date either one of us. Let's moving on. Moving on.
All right. I was ready to answer. I'd be like, as the preschooler was doing nothing but learning my ABCs.
That's hilarious.
Kindness is a quality that embodies friendliness, generosity, and consideration toward others.
And maybe even some sharing.
Oh.
Because when you said preschool, I was thinking about kindergarten and the things I learned in kindergarten.
I was an only child, sharing. So sharing was not high on the...
But I didn't learn it, and I wasn't an only child. I didn't learn it in my family, but I probably learned it at school, kindergarten.
Sharing is caring. Yeah. Kindness also involves showing compassion, empathy, and understanding, often through acts of goodwill without expecting anything in return.
Just plain old kindness. One side, here you go. There's no payment, no sign on the dotted line, no I expect this by then.
I did this, so now you have to do this. Nope, none of that. We can build stronger communities and improve overall well-being by fostering qualities of kindness.
And you talked about kindness since last week's episode was about compassion. We talked about kindness being related, but it's not the same. Compassion feels a little more, well, first of all, we talked about it as being an action word, but it feels a little more complicated, or there's more meat or depth to compassion. And kindness feels a little bit like a fluttery butterfly.
It's lighter.
It's a little lighter.
There are theme days to this Be Kind Week. This episode is being released on Touch a Heart Tuesday, which is really just asking you to spread kindness one heart at a time.
Put a little love in your heart.
Did you read that? Is that what you read?
I read it upside
down. Okay, I was about to say, ma'am.
Put a little love in your heart.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what does that mean? To put a little love in your heart. What does that mean to you other than being an amazing song?
I feel like it's giving an infusion of kindness, love, just popping it in there so that you can spread it a little more effervescently.
So you're
a word?
Yes, it is a word. Okay. But I'm thinking you're planting a seed of kindness in someone else's heart that you may or may not be a beneficiary of the harvest.
Oh, I love that visual. Back to the plants. I love it. Yeah. Here you go. Right. And that expression of love that you've given to someone is a seed in their heart so that then they can grow that and do that for another. Love that.
Then there is Willing to Lend a Hand Wednesday.
give someone your time, help, or advice. Sometimes it's all three of those things all wrapped into one.
And those things, you'll note, don't cost anything in dollars. They're just from the goodness of your heart.
Then there is Thoughtful Thursday. Treat others well by being thoughtful. Be mindful of those around you. That's very hard.
Hard for my children to do for each other, I'll tell you that.
When you spend so much time in your own world with your own concerns, with your own everything.
We get real mired down in our situation.
But just for a moment, think of those people around you.
There is, I don't remember if it's Don Miguel Ruiz or Deepak Chopra. Somebody wrote about giving a gift to everyone you encounter, no matter what it is. It could be a thought or a compliment. It could be a flower. It could be a smile. Just leaving someone with a little gift of having had an exchange with you, even if it's just passing. I really love
that. I love that. I feel like as I'm going through these theme days, they progressively get more challenging. Because Friday is Forgive Your Foe Friday. Try to find enough forgiveness to alleviate anger toward others or yourself.
That is heavily charged. That one whole Friday sentence was heavily charged.
I'm not going outside on Friday.
I was speaking to someone this morning at the Sunday service, and she was specifically talking about how we sometimes hold on to the hurt, the wrongdoing, or the resentment. We feel like we're a victim or vindicated by holding on to that. But in fact, you're really, really held down by that. You know, it's a really, it's a gift to yourself to forgive someone else as well as forgiving yourself. And I believe it's much harder for some of us to forgive ourselves. It ties in with compassion.
Were you at my Sunday service this morning? Because the title really was about forgiveness. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. He used the parallel with a stone. You hold on to that stone of unforgiveness either to justify why you treat someone the way that you do because of some wrong that they, or you use it in defense of, like, I can lash out at you because I have my unforgiveness stone here. But like you said, it's just weighting you down.
Yeah.
Like, and also explores choosing to hold on to that. That's a choice.
That is when your power and control.
To let it go.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. You're holding on to any unforgiveness stones. Do yourself a favor and let them go.
Just skip those right in the river.
Yes. Boop, 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 boop. Just put on. And Saturday is Speak Nice Word. Words are extremely powerful. They can make us or break us. They can hurt or heal. They just keep getting harder. Like, how are we going to make it a Saturday? Whole day only speaking nice words about yourself and other people.
You got to really be mindful. You got to really be paying attention, be present.
Driving in the car, somebody cut you off. Oh. Hey, friend.
I bet you have somewhere really important to go. And I wish you safe travels as you cut through traffic and get there.
Please be safe. Yeah. Yes. Oh, my goodness. And then these days have already passed. Sunday is Sacrifice Our Wants for Others' Needs. It's a chance to do something for someone else in need. Let your desires come second on this day and give a little something to somebody else.
Yeah. Also, I think you can piggyback it just on the end of Saturday.
Like, we'll just keep going.
Start on Tuesday and we end on, that's still 1 week. Just
and
do it all.
And then Motorist Consideration Monday. So we're going to practice patience and consideration towards others while traveling. So I'm probably going to be in the house on Monday.
Oh my gosh. Can I just say, my friends, Aaron and Jessica, told me this great thing that Aaron does when he wants to flip someone the bird. He gives them a thumbs up. You
thumbs
know
up.
This.
Yes.
I'm like, that is feels like something from
it's
the Midwest.
Worse. It's worse.
Really?
I feel like it's worse because people expect you to just, you know.
Be like, yeah. And then, yeah. I think it's way to go. I think it's funny. It's flipping on, like, it's still making them pay attention, but it doesn't feel offensive. It feels like you gotta be
careful next time.
You almost got it.
Let's discuss the impact of small acts of kindness on the world, individuals and communities.
The snowball effect, right?
Individually speaking, small acts of kindness, when we engage in those small acts of kindness or receive kindness from others, our bodies release oxytocin.
I didn't know that.
Oxytocin is often called the love hormone or the bonding hormone because it plays a key role in social bonding, trust, and empathy. When we engage in it or receive it, our brain's like, oh, this person did a thing for me. They're safe. Mm. We're bonding.
That's like a nursing mama mm-hmm. to her baby. That's the hormone that drops when that interaction happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, oxytocin has been found to reduce stress levels, lower blood pressure, and increase our overall sense of happiness. We're bonding. Why wouldn't I be happy?
We're tribal. We're communal.
These acts of kindness are triggering the release of oxytocin in our brain, producing positive emotional and physical effects. Our brain is also releasing another chemical.
Ooh, do tell.
Serotonin.
Our old friend serotonin.
Serotonin is a neurotransmitter that regulates mood, happiness, and overall well-being. So acts of kindness has been linked to increased serotonin levels in the brain. When we engage in compassionate and kind behavior, our brain produces serotonin, contributing to the satisfaction and contentment associated with helping others. So we're bonding, we're trusting them, and we're happy.
That is just a win-win-win all the way around. Mm. It's good for your mind. It's good for your body. It's good for your relationships. It's good for connection. Good for your heart. I love it.
Yeah. So that's what our brain is doing. We're releasing the happy, feel-good chemicals. We're bonding with others. We're strengthening our social bonds, which creates a ripple effect of kindness. We're creating a positive feedback loop of generosity and compassion.
I was just going to say kindness. It's a circle, yeah.
Yeah. So it benefits not just ourselves, but others.
Yeah. That's so fun. Aren't our brains astounding, really? I mean, in both directions, like the hormones that can have such an effect and impact positively on us and our neural pathways, and then the loops and the patterns that can just get you.
It's the record. It loves familiarity. We like how this feels, so let's do more of that.
Right.
Or we didn't like how that felt, so let's do a whole lot less of it.
That's pretty cool. It's an interesting regulator, if used well and wisely, young Jedi.
She almost did a song. It was almost water everywhere.
So this is how I look at it. Anything that you bring, give, say, think, either to yourself or to another being, always comes back. It's all a loop and related. So why not give yourself the benefit of the doubt and the best odds? Be kind, do good, be compassionate, and just be cool. Love the best odds of actually winning the lottery.
To hopefully, like, not saying that you're, again, you're not doing this to get something in return from a person, but you're putting all of that good energy out there and it inevitably will flow back to you.
Right. It ripples, it spreads, and inevitably it does. It flows back to you. It's a circuit, just like an electrical circuit.
It's a little infinity loop. Mm-hmm. But just wanted to go through the days and remind explorers of the impact of small acts of kindness, not just on ourselves, but on society as a whole. We did touch on how compassion impacts society, and I feel like kindness plays into that very similarly.
Definitely.
It affects us, our overall well-being, our mental's good, our physical's good, our stress levels are lower because we got this happy brain juice going. And society as a whole is better because we are releasing positivity out into the world.
Try this little trick, everybody. If you're feeling low or having a bad day, you're just feeling kind of grumpy. You got the rain cloud over you as you're walking. Go outside where there's people, whether that's in a park or downtown or on your street. Walk around and paste a big old smile on your face. Just fake it. Just whatever you have to do to say in your mind. Maybe you're saying the word cheese, like you're going to get your picture taken. and just see what happens. Do that for a few minutes. Not only are you going to get some back because people cannot resist. That's right. What babies do.
They look at mimicking.
You and there's people smiling back at you. And then you're like, wait, why are they smiling at me? Because I got the smile on my face. And then it just, this whole big thing bubbles up. I guarantee you, you're not going to hold a bad mood. I can almost guarantee you.
It seems like that would be borderline impossible.
To keep smiling?
To stay.
I was like, what?
When you're receiving so much positivity back in the form of a smile.
Not only are you using less energy
to smile
in your facial muscles, it takes less effort to smile. And then your eyes kind of light up, your face changes, people respond differently to you, and then all of a sudden you're out of the loop. Just try that sometime.
Serotonin, oxytocin levels.
Who doesn't want the good mood juice?
The good mood juice.
Yeah. I love it.
That's the tagline.
It's all getting a good mood.
We're going to get the good mood juice.
Share the good mood juice. Yeah.
Is there a link between kindness and altruism?
I would say yes, there is a link, because altruism is a large-scale effect of kindness, of giving, of generosity.
It's like kindness to the max.
Right.
Maximum kindness
activated. Maximum kindness equals altruism. Yeah, I think so. I love that word. That was a great question. Mm. It's so simple. It's like all the things that are so simple that we learned in kindergarten.
But we make them complicated.
We get so weighed down with life. If we don't know, or we're not aware, we have not accepted yet that life is here for us and is not happening to us.
That shift.
That shift of that we're on this journey, and how exciting is this? Even the stuff that rolls our way that doesn't feel good, the challenges, are opportunities for growth. If we can make that shift to this is happening for me, to become more open-minded, more expansive, just a better version of myself, that's everything.
The rest is gravy.
I love it. Do we have a song?
We absolutely, most certainly have a song.
When we talked about this song before that we started recording.
Oh, yes. Oh. So do you want to do that now, or do you want to do it after the song, before the QOTD, this phrase that you wanted to explore? Or you want to do it right now?
Oh. I think we should do it right now.
Yeah, okay.
I think we should do it right now. Kill 'em with kindness. That's a funny phrase. Kill 'em with kindness. I think what's being stated is overwhelm them with good, with kindness, with love. Just bring it all. Just lay it. Just smother them. Just bring it. Just put it all over them. Just smother them like it's peanut butter and jelly. Here you go. Kill them with kindness. Just really cover someone in kindness. Like wrap them. Mm. It's like a kindness burrito. Kill them with kindness. That's kind of what I take it to mean. What about you?
The visual for me about killing them with kindness draws back to the only way to drown out darkness is by being a light.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's so good.
So we're
going
to overwhelm the darkness, the meanness with kindness.
We're going to kill the darkness
with kindness.
Mm-hmm. We're going to shed the negativity, sharing positivity.
Yep. All of the self-doubt, the heaviness, how you overcome that is with kindness.
To self and others.
Mm-hmm.
It all starts within. It all starts within, explorers. The journey is within. There is no, all of this stuff that's outside that we're seeing, these external factors, are basically pointless. It's all here for you. It's like a video game, like virtual reality. It's all here for you to experience things, opportunities, circumstances, to become closer to who you really are, the best you, the highest version of you. Mm. It all starts within. I cannot accentuate that enough.
Okay. We are going to dance it out to Kill 'Em with Kindness by Selena Gomez.
We love us some Selena.
Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
Yeah.
Your words are bullets, your mouth's the gun. I love that line. No war in anger was ever won. Anger and resentment and revenge just come from that place of fear and that desire to make a point and be right. And just like that rock, you know, if you just let it go, mm-hmm. just let it go. All you have to do is open your hand. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is choose to release it. Mm. It never has never solved anything.
That's a huge choice. Choosing to let go. Choosing to be kind. I always feel like anger is the basic emotion. That's the easiest thing to do.
It's like, duh. Of course you could like do that.
Like, that's the default.
Right. But I mean, anybody can do anger.
In the episode where we talked about the feelings wheel, we're probably doing deeper exploration of that. Once you get beyond the basic emotions to more secondary and tertiary, that's where the work is. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, this is the base. Let's dig a little deeper. What am I really feeling?
Do you know how many people cannot name their feelings? We don't learn that as a skill. There's emotional intelligence, but it is so challenging for people to name specifically what they are feeling. And part of it is because emotions are complicated. Feelings are complicated. They're multi-layered. I just find it so fascinating that it's so hard. And it's not just for kids. It's for everyone. It's for adults, people who've been around, who are seasoned, who understand what different emotions are. I find it so helpful to ask someone, where are you feeling it in your body?
Question.
I think where you're feeling it points to what it might be you're feeling. Anxiety lives in the chest, whereas anger lives in the pit of the belly. Yeah, it's interesting, but feelings, am I right?
Now it's time for our QOTD.
Fun fact, here's the question of the day.
How do you think societal values and norms impact people's tendency to show kindness to others?
Do we reward kindness in society?
What?
Exactly.
No, that's weak. Why would we do that?
Kindness is, well, you're just such, you know, you're a wuss, you're fragile. You're like, why are you being so...
What is it? Like, is a nice guy's finish last or whatever? Right, whatever it is. Like, whatever it is, they say.
That's what our society values and says. Sort of like it's like unwritten law that being kind is weak.
In this capitalistic nation. In societies that prioritize kindness and empathy and compassion, these individuals are more likely to exhibit these traits in their interactions.
Because they're not like taboo.
Right.
Why is it taboo to be kind? That's so backwards.
Because
it's so weird.
Kindness is linked to vulnerability, and we believe that vulnerability is not strength when it is.
People think we don't want weakness
to be perceived as weak.
You don't want to be perceived as having a little hole that somebody can get through. Mm-hmm. You got to have the bars and the.
Could we just realize if someone is taking advantage of that little hole that they can get through, that speaks to who they are and not who you are?
Mm-hmm.
Just remember that.
I'm so glad you pointed that out. Yeah, that's a nice little reminder.
That's not yours. That's not yours. So in these societies where individualism, I can't even say it because I'm just like, community.
You're like, wait, one or all?
Individualism and competition are valued. There is less emphasis on kindness as a collective virtue. It's not a virtue, but it is.
People think kindness is going to bite them in the butt, like they're going to lose the competition, not get the job.
What competition
exactly
are we in?
The one in your head, I guess.
Please.
Like in people's heads.
Which competition is that? I don't remember enrolling in said competition.
I did not sign up.
I didn't sign up.
For the rat race.
Prioritizing personal success at the expense of others decreases our tendency to show kindness to others.
Just ties in with that whole thing of that separatist notion, that individual separatist notion that like what's mine is mine. And if you take mine, then I will have less, and that scarcity mindset. And that is all falseness. It is fiction. It is fabricated. It is a control and power tool.
Control and power tool. Not the good kind. Like not your, not your drill that's helping you build the thing. Mm-hmm. This is dividing.
Yeah. Mm. If we can get factions to sort of fight against each other, compete, and feel like there's not enough for everybody, then they're just going to keep fighting, and we're going to be over here counting
all the things they have.
That was a tangent.
That was commentary. I said there are no tangents on your Odyssey podcast. This is a very complicated journey. It's not linear. It's fine.
I do love that. Oh, and P.S. I've seen Inside Out too. We talked about it briefly, but I love the idea that when they're building her self-esteem, it's like this multifaceted string thing. That's a very complicated thing, ball of light and energy. And it's, I'm like, oh, that is what it is to be.
That's so like, perfect.
Such the perfect graphic for the human condition.
So our propensity for kindness is influenced, of course, by our culture, religion, social factors, all of that.
See the face she's
like,
making
it's
right
so
now.
Disgusting.
She's just like, like she just smelled some nasty
it's
cheese.
It's disgusting because that's like, not why we are here.
She's over there like,
it's very gross. I don't like it. Struggle with the word individualism. I don't like any part of it.
Oh, I wish we, I can't wait till we're
recording. Look at Tara's face. That's what she's feeling. Not hiding it. But we explorers have the power to change that, to, if you live in a individualistic and competitive society, to step outside the box and be that change.
Refuse to partake in that competition, that paradigm, that way of being, right?
Yeah. To a certain extent, society provides us the framework in which we understand and express kindness. But that doesn't mean we have to do it that way. I'm good for doing it a different way just because everyone else is doing it that way. Be different.
Dare to be different. Dare to be kind.
Yes, explorers, we are asking you to promote a culture of empathy and kindness. So by more joy, more happiness, more kindness, we can affect change globally.
And if I can just use a Southern quote here, you get more flies with honey.
Oh, yes, you do.
You get more flies with honey than vinegar, baby.
Less vinegar, more honey.
Yeah.
Today's quote is from...
I was hoping you found a quote.
I did. Oh, Princess Diana.
Oh, interesting.
Carry out a random act of kindness with no expectation of reward, safe in the knowledge that one day someone might do the same for you.
What goes around, comes around, explorers. Just give it out. It will come back to you. You don't need to know when or how, but you put it out there, it's going to come back.
As we wrap up this episode, we urge you to spread kindness beyond this designated week. Even the smallest acts of kindness can significantly impact someone's life. Let's be inspired and motivated to create ripple effects of positivity and unity within our communities.
Get out there. Get out there with your kindness.
Please, just as you go about your day, lend a helping hand, touch someone's heart, speak nice words.
Smile.
Let's practice patience and consideration towards others. Join us in making the world a better place, one kind act at a time. Thanks for listening. And remember, kindness is always worth celebrating.
Kindness is our revolution. Let's do it, explorers. And we are so glad you joined us. Thank you for being here. We love you so much. Take good care. Thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company.